When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Mistress Carrie Situation Report for April 16th, 2024. Your daily entertainment headlines, industry info, and everything rock. CBS cut the broadcast of Billy Joel's 100th Madison Square Garden show short, and fans are not happy with the network. The 100th residency concert at the New York venue happened on March 28th and was filmed for the special that aired on April 14th. Dubbed the 100th Billy Joel at Madison Square Garden, the greatest arena run of all time. It was Billy Joel's first ever broadcast concert special. According to Billboard, the two-hour special was set to start on CBS at 9 p.m. Eastern, but was delayed due to their live coverage of the Masters Golf Tournament in Augusta, Georgia. As a result, the network cut the end of Joel's performance to switch back to local news coverage at 11 and cut to news in the middle of Piano Man. CBS has now apologized for the abbreviated broadcast, which they say ended 2 minutes early due to a, quote, programming timing error. They'll re-air the entire special coming up April 19th at 9 p.m. Eastern. Courtney Love has shared her thoughts on Taylor Swift. Speaking to The Standard for an interview recently, the whole lead singer says, quote, though she uses the woman show to uplift and celebrate women in music, Courtney Love slammed Taylor Swift in her interview, saying, quote, Taylor is not important. She might be a safe space for girls. She's probably the Madonna of now, but she's not interesting as an artist. Love also said she's grown tired of the recent Coachella headliner, Lana Del Rey, saying she stopped liking the singer-songwriter in December of last year when she covered a John Denver song, saying, quote, I had to stop listening to her as she was influencing me too much. Madonna also wasn't spared from her comments, saying she's a great businesswoman, but come on, she's weak as an artist and we all know it. I like Madge, but as a relevant musician, it's a joke. Ziggy, Steven, Julia, Kehlani, and Damian Marley will reunite this year for the Marley Brothers A Legacy Tour, a 22-day 2024 tour that marks the collective Marley Brothers' first tour together in two decades. Starting this fall, the Marley Brothers A Legacy Tour will feature the family singing individual songs as well as standouts from the catalog of their father, Bob Marley. The tour comes on the eve of Bob Marley's 80th birthday in 2025, as well as after the release of this year's biopic, Bob Marley, One Love. There are two New England shows scheduled for the Marley Brothers tour, including Bridgeport, Connecticut at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater on September 25th and in Mansfield, Massachusetts at the Xfinity Center on September 26th. Tickets go on sale to the general public Friday, April 19th at 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster. Yesterday was the deadline to file your taxes in the United States, and it was also the day that Prong released a cover of Rush's classic track, Working Man. This version of the band's cover is longer than the one that shows up on their latest album, State of Emergency. Tommy Victor from the band saying Rush had the big riffs and that's something Prong always wants as well, especially in the song Working Man with the all-time classic opening riff. We have a new lyric video for the regular version of Working Man. It's a bit industrial and trippy at the same time. Check it out. There's a movement online to name an intersection in New York City after Kiss. The iconic West 23rd Street and 8th Avenue might soon get a rock and roll makeover. A public assembly is set for April 17th to debate renaming or co-naming this street corner in honor of Kiss. For those unable to attend in person, there's an option to join the hearing virtually via Zoom. You can also send in comments by email until noon today. The cover art for Kiss's third album, Dressed to Kill, was photographed at the intersection. The album sleeve captures the band members clad in business attire, adorned with their famous Kiss makeup. The Transportation Planning Committee of Manhattan Community Board Number 4 is responsible for the meeting. Disney appears to be teasing an announcement relating to the Beatles. On their social media pages, they've posted a graphic with four white boxes in the same shape as the original Let It Be album with the caption, "There will be an answer." Above the boxes, the phrase "at last," and at the bottom right corner, the Beatles Apple logo can be seen. It's unclear what precisely Disney has planned. The image aligns with rumors that the Beatles' Let It Be film has been remastered and will soon be available for viewing. Dance Gavin Dance have issued a statement announcing they've made the decision to part ways with their singer, Tillian Pearson. John Mess, Matt Mangus, and Will Swan and Andrew Wells revealed the reasons for the lineup change, saying, quote, "The band has always attempted to reconcile situations internally to say farewell to our longtime member and friend happened following much consideration. As people grow and change, creative differences can arise and life paths and goals may no longer align." They also noted their excitement for a, quote, "new era for the band that lies ahead." You can read the full statement on the band's social media pages. In a recent interview, Neil Fallon from Clutch said, quote, "We're writing new material. I am definitely the slowest out of the bunch as far as writing lyrics because I try the same lyrics on different songs and try to find out where they can live. We probably won't be recording until next year, and I'm going to say hopefully the album will come out in the third or fourth quarter of 2025. And that's your Sit Rep. For more details on all of the stories, check the links in the show notes of this episode. And don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe to the Mistress Carrie podcast. New full-length episodes come out every Wednesday. Episode 201 featuring Ash Costello from New Year's Day is available now.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.